Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians have now peeled off four straight wins on this homestand, and it's amazing, Tito. You have one of the best records in baseball at home. I know we've talked about it before that you can never make sense out of a baseball season, but you continue to score runs at a much better clip here at home than you do on the road.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to explain, Hammy. I mean, I always think, because you hit last, I mean, there's different advantages in different sports, you know, to being home. But the one biggest one in baseball, you hit last. So not only do you hit last, but you use your bullpen differently. And so I think that's an advantage. Now, scoring runs at a different clip, that's hard to explain. Although I do think hitters, for the most part, are always going to feel more comfortable in their own batter's box because they're getting half of their at-bats. And sometimes you go on the road and for a couple days, the background or, you know, you feel it just you get your depth perception. It can play with you a little bit. But I still fall back on when we play good baseball, it doesn't matter where we are, we're okay. And when we don't, we usually have a tough time.
Well, in a case in point, last night you didn't score runs with base hits. You took walks. You had runners moved over. You hit sac flies. You hit ground balls to get a guy in from third. That's kind of what you've been alluding to, correct?
I thought we did a good job of really keeping the inning going. You know, we caught a break early. And, you know, it's easy to say that, but then you got to do something with it. And for us, we did. We kept the inning going. Nobody chased balls out of the zone. We made him really work hard, Cashner, in the first inning. And it paid off for us. And then the way Carlos was throwing the ball, it held up. And, you know, at the end, we had to go to our bullpen a little bit, but, I mean, it was a good win for us.
Yeah, Carlos looked like he really rebounded. Now, two out of his last three starts, Tito, he's been really dominant. Is he getting it back in your mind?
I think he looks good. Now, again, every time somebody goes to the mound, I always think they're going to win. But it's nice when guys feel, I think, themselves like they're getting on a roll. You know, Kluber's got that feeling now. It doesn't mean you're going to win every game, but our team knows that when he's out there, we got a pretty good chance. That's a good feeling.
I don't know. Is there a guy in the game of baseball that has better stuff than Jose Fernandez, the guy you faced tonight?
He's got it all. You know, it's a really interesting story. I mean, this kid, you know, everybody, most people know his story about leaving Cuba and all that. And then he wins an award, what, Rookie of the Year, whatever, and doesn't speak English. Next year goes back and probably speaks English better than I do. You know, it's a kid that you can see why they want to build around him because he gets it. And his stuff is electric. So we really got to make him work. And when he makes a mistake, we got to be ready to hit it.
Do you play the game differently or manage the game differently when you know runs are going to be probably at a premium?
Hammy, I don't – I mean, I'm aware that this guy's pretty good. You know, on the flip side, you know, like people might say, well, you need to bunt. Well, on a guy that's really good, you start giving him outs, and it might be even harder. But, again, you kind of get a feel of the game. You know, I do think Trevor relishes going up against guys like this. So that's good. I mean, because I think Trevor personally wants to hold his own, and I think he can. And so I'm excited to watch.
He's got that little chip on his shoulder, doesn't he, when he gets into a matchup like this? And by that, I mean a good chip on his shoulder from the standpoint as a competitor.
I was just going to say, the way you said it, I agree. And I don't mean in a bad way, remotely in a bad way. But I think he wants to show whoever that he can go up and go toe-to-toe. And you know what? I think he can. And this will be a fun game to be a part of. I'm looking forward to this.
Everything okay with Knapp? I see he's out of there and Coco Crisp is DHing.
You know, a couple things. One, I talked to Knapp after the game, and I really did want to get Coco in there. And I told Knapp, I said, hey, man, if you're bent on playing tomorrow, we'll get – but I said, it probably makes sense to give you a day, and this way we can get Coco in there. And he goes, yeah, I get it. So Knapp's pretty team guy. I mean, and again, I don't want to sit him too much because he's done great. But having him sitting over on the bench and they got the one lefty in the bullpen, maybe he comes in and does something against the lefty.
And Coco, for all he's accomplished, has come in here and accepted his role, hasn't he? He's not making any bones about how he's not going to play every day and he's not going to create a storm with that.
No, and I think we talked to Coco, Chris and I, before, you know, he came over, and he certainly said all the right things. And one thing, anybody knows Coco, when he says it, he means it. and he's going to be a welcome addition for us. And it's my responsibility to find ways to use him to maximize not just him, but everybody else. And we'll work hard to get that done.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Miami Marlins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.